A goat?
Well, they've got a white strip running down their back. They're black.
Oh, a skunk.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a civet cat or a...
A what?
I bet it's a civet cat.
She's civet?
Mm-hmm. Some word for polecat somebody might use. And what a term that you might use for all pesty animals. Animals that are good for nothing, like rodents and skunks and things.
Rats.
Okay.
All that kind
just
of stuff.
One big term for all these. You might say, I wish I could get rid of all these.
Rats.
Okay, or even if you had rats and skunks and something else.
Pests.
Okay, or would you ever use varmint?
Varmint.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would, but I've heard the word used.
And what are these, the little animals with bushy tails that fly in the trees?
Squirrels.
Okay, and are there different kinds of squirrels?
Well, they're mostly gray. I don't know whether there's different breeds of them or not.
Okay. And little ground squirrels.
Yeah, there's a ground squirrel and a tree squirrel.
Okay, and a chipmunk.
Chipmunk is a little brown thing about this long. We have them all down here, and there's a lady that feeds them.
Oh.
And he comes up and takes peanuts out of her hand.
They're bold.
Why, they just love her to death. She's got them all named. And she'll call them and they come and get the food.
They're so cute. They're like those Walt Disney Chip and Dale. Yeah. You know, you have little chipmunks. It's a kind of seafood and it's not a clam, but it comes in a shell.
Shrimp.
Well, it comes in a shell that you open
Lobster.
Up.
Lobster.
Uh-huh.
Crab.
No. You might find a pearl in there, too.
Oyster.
Okay. And a bullfrog. What's that?
A bullfrog.
As opposed to just
it's
another
a
kind
big
of frog.
Kind of a frog that's usually found around a pond or a lake, and the legs are edible.
And what about have you ever heard of rain frogs?
Yes. They are supposed to just croak when it's going to rain. You know.
Have you ever heard other words used for them?
No.
What, have you ever heard of a peeper?
No.
Peeper frog. The difference between a toad and a tree toad, or a toad and a frog, is there a difference?
Well, the toads are a little brown, and the tree frogs, I think, are small.
Mm-hmm.
The other frogs are, I'd say 2-3 inches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the bullfrogs are green and are large.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind you hunt,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
That's the kind you try to find.
If you were going fishing, and I know you don't fish, but if you were, you might dig up something out of the ground to use
worms.
As a bait. Okay. What kind of worm would you probably look for?
Earthworms, I think, is what they mostly use.
And, have you ever heard of night crawlers? Do you know what they are?
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of bait, I think. And have you ever heard any funny terms for turtles besides just turtle?
Terrapins.
Uh-huh.
No. I think that's all.
Have you ever heard of a cooter or a cutter?
No.
And is there a difference between a terrapin and a turtle?
Yes, a turtle, it gets big. It's a big animal, and a terrapin usually lives on the land, and I don't think it goes in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smaller
okay.
than a turtle.
Have you ever heard the word gopher used in talking
about? Gopher? It's something that they have in Texas, but I never saw one.
Okay, they make holes.
It's like a rabbit, I think. An animal sort of like a rabbit.
Okay. And